Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of fantasy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness. And the
that's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for checking on me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're always checking on you. We're always thinking about you, small business owners, and all that you do for so many. We're so proud of you. What the work I do is all because of you, because of how much high regard I have for you. And somebody who agrees with me is our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Leslie is with us right now. She's the author of Executive Thinking. She's the author of the third edition of Managing for Quality and a number of other books that you can find at Kossoff.com, two S's, two F's. We're talking about Steve Jobs, Leslie, and in the previous segment, you were giving us some good ideas on how we could learn from Steve because of his devotion to the customer. But the, one of the things that he thought about, in because he was not, as we said, we see our customers. He didn't necessarily, you know, his customers were legion, so he couldn't see all of them. But it was clear to me and to most people, I think, and to you as well, that the way he loved up his customers was by constantly innovating.
Absolutely true. But what's really interesting is that when we look at his innovations, it's all, as he would describe it, magical. And in fact, it's really not magical. If you look at the way that he viewed innovation, it was always looking at what someone else has done, figuring out what's wrong with it, and then taking it to a new level that no one had previously considered.
Right.
And the best example of that was his first and biggest, which was the iPod, mm-hmm. which all that is, really, is an incredibly good Walkman. For those of us who are old
only
enough
smaller
to remember, yes, it's smaller and it holds more music, mm-hmm. and it allows us to put together our own playlists. And when he was looking at what he wanted to achieve, he took the music business and the selling of music, created the iTunes store so that we could each get our own playlists mm-hmm. by individual song, but he wanted to keep us prisoner, basically, mm-hmm. in his world. And so the iPod was his mechanism of doing so.
Mm-hmm.
And so because iTunes Store preceded the iPod, that was available
right.
you know, for downloading.
And the same philosophy and logic with iPad.
Exactly.
You were locked in. There was no USB. Yes. There was no USB on the iPad.
No, absolutely not. And that was, that too was part of his innovation goal, was to get you in and in the technology.
But also sinister, but in a sinister way, though.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. Well, it's true, and that's one of
the. I mean, you know, he was an innovator, but he was also a megalomaniac too.
Oh, he was absolutely. And let's face it: for most small business owners, you may not be able to pull off the megalomania side of it. But although, go for it.
Try as we might, right?
Yeah. Oh man! And as far as I'm concerned, keep trying. But you know, on the functional and strategic side of it, the thinking behind it is, what can I offer that's going to not only keep people coming back, but going to keep them inside of my particular mm-hmm. business? So how can I add facets to what it is that I'm offering in both product
and service?
Well,
that was the thing that he did. It wasn't just that he was trying to, you know, in some ways you could say he was trying to hold you hostage, but he also, while you were there, if you felt like you were being held hostage, you still had plenty to do.
Oh,
it wasn't like he was a one-trick pony or anything.
No, absolutely not. And that comes from his description of Apple as being at the intersection of technology and liberal arts.
Right.
Street.
Yeah.
And so because he came at what he was doing from multiple perspectives, he was able to find ways to keep you engaged and keep you wanting to come back and also keep you wanting to stay there with him and look forward to what he was bringing you next. And that's the thing for small business owners. When you look at innovation, you know, innovation is such a big word, and it seems so so amorphous and intangible and difficult to achieve, and it's not. It's something as simple as finding a different way to, Jim, you actually are a much better person at identifying those opportunities than I. For small business owners, go ahead, off of the top of your head, I'm interviewing you now, come up with one of those things that if a small business owner were just to do this, it would make all the difference in the world to a customer.
Well, that's exactly right. But here's the magic part about it. I'm not any better at it than every small business owner out there, because the answer to that question is the customer has the answer to that question.
It's true.
And all you got to do is ask them. And how many times, folks, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, if you want to know the key to success, if you want to know the font, of your future success, it should be coming out of your customer's mouth or in their behavior. And all you got to do is watch them. And this is the biggest mistake small business owners make, is not staying close to their customers. And Steve Jobs did it, even though he wasn't all that close to customers.
No, he absolutely
wasn't.
And
we are, and we don't. Yeah. And so that's a major failing, folks. If your business is not doing well right now, if it's not doing as well as you think it should, then you have to ask yourself, have I mined the expectations, the wishes, the dreams? What do my customers want? Not so much what do they need, but what do they want? If you can't answer that question in the affirmative, then your failure, your lack of success is on you.
Absolutely true. And again, very easy to turn around, because mm-hmm. just start asking, just start watching, and be brave. Because that's the other thing about Steve Jobs, was that because he did have the courage of his conviction,
right.
he was absolutely fearless in going forward with what he believed was going to be the right thing to do.
Right.
And
hold on.
Small business owners are already brave.
Exactly. No question. Got to wrap it up for this hour, this half hour. Stay with us. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.